Jag måste ju erkänna att det är lite extra roligt att intervjua porrstjärnor. Och nu menar jag inte alltså på grund av att fniss hon sa knulla eller något sånt här, att hon pratar om sex eller han pratar om sex eller något sånt här, utan på grund av deras modighet och ärlighet. Och sen måste jag ju erkänna att de har ganska bra stories. En av de största stjärnorna genom tiderna i branschen lär ju vara Tara Patrick. År 2010 anländer Tara till Finland för att uppträda på en erotikmässa i Åbo. Dagen före ger hon intervjuer i Helsingfors och där får hon träffa mig och min dåvarande kollega Janne Grönros.
You mentioned Japan being one of your favorite countries that you have been to. What other favorite places do you have?
I love Japan. I love Italy. I love all of Scandinavia, but one of my favorite places definitely is the Caribbean. I love water, like I love crystal blue water, warm sand, and any place I can lay out topless. Woo!
So. What kind of reactions do you get if you like sunbathe topless, for instance? You probably get a lot of guys surrounding you then.
Actually, you know, I don't, because actually for some reason I always end up at a beach that is completely secluded. But I remember the first time I ever sunbathed topless was in France, in Nice, France. And there were these boys that were kind of a little ways away. And I was laying topless and then I saw them and I went, ah! And I like covered my breasts. And my girlfriend goes, you're a porn star. Like, what are you covering your boobs for? You know, so I was like, oh, well, whatever. I said, that doesn't mean I'm still not shy. So.
But do you get random nasty suggestions from just basic people you run into on the street or the store or celebrities or whoever? Because since you have been in porn movies, mm-hmm. probably some people think that you want to have sex all the time with everyone. So does it happen that people just come to you and suggest something like, hey, I have 30 minutes spare time, how about it?
No, they really don't. And I will tell you that I've been single now for about a year and a half, and men don't. I always say that they need liquid courage, because I'll be out with my girlfriends and they're like, they don't talk to me, they talk to everybody else. And I'm like, what about me? I'm the more aggressive one. I'm the one that's more like, it never really comes up that I've done movies or anything, but it's, you know, it's funny. Like
So you think guys are afraid of you?
Well, I think that people are just afraid, you know, it's the rejection. Nobody wants to get rejected. I mean, I've, you know, there are guys that do come up, you know, and talk and stuff, or that'll talk to me. But I think that just in general, just as people, we're kind of all like that, you know?
Okay. But what kind of guys do you like? You're single. What kind of guy are you looking for?
Finnish blonde and wear green t-shirts. T-shirts.
Yeah. Or more like the dark long hair. No.
You know what? I like all kinds of guys. I'm very, I like a guy that's confident, and I like a guy that treats, you know, that absolutely, there's things, you know, I don't open my own doors. I love flowers, and I love a man that's just completely confident and that will just take charge. Absolutely. But looks wise, I've done the tattooed rock star and I've done the nerdy bookworm, and I can tell you, not much difference between the two. You know, I always say we're all kind of freaky in our own way. So, yeah.
Okay. Talking to you here earlier, it seems like you've met everyone in the world, and you have a lot to say when it comes to the adults movie industry. If you, let's just play with this thought for a while. If you could make a porn movie of your own and you could pick anyone to star in the movie, anyone, doesn't have to be a porn star, it can be a politician, it can be a musician, it could be Russell Crowe, it can be the guy in the lobby, it could be anyone. So if you could pick some guys and some girls to your own movie, anyone, who would you pick?
Oh, wow. Well, I definitely Christian Bale.
Would you perhaps be in the movie as well?
Oh, yeah, it would be me and Christian Bale. Well, if it was, yeah, I mean, it would be me and Christian Bale and a nice, you know, it's really funny because I always wanted to do a movie like in an old-fashioned hotel, like kind of in Europe, like in one of those like older, like stone, you know, hotels. And I always wanted to be like, the setup was I always wanted to be like a hooker, like in the red light district, and someone like pick me up. So I don't know. That'll sound kind of crazy. But I will also say that working in the industry, I never had sex like in a comfortable position. Like, you never get a bed. You always get like a beach with tons of sand, or you always get something completely uncomfortable. So maybe just a nice romantic king size 4 post bed would be nice.
What has been the most uncomfortable so far?
On a lava rock. Lava rock in Hawaii is really, really sharp and really, really uncomfortable.
Det finns en hel del falska antaganden om porrstjärnor. Till exempel, bara för att de jobbar nakna så betyder det inte att de hela tiden vill visa sig nakna. Och bara för att de är förföriska i filmer så betyder det inte att de äter upp alla karrar som de ser om de är på en dejt eller träffar någon på en bar eller något sånt. Och Teron faktiskt harmar sig över det att de flesta män är allt för blyga. Hon vill själv att män till exempel då i hennes fall tar initiativ. Själv har hon dejta en del, och enligt henne så finns det inte några skillnader mellan tatuerade rockare och slipsnissar. Och om hon själv fick välja vem som helst i världen att ha då med i en porrfilm, vad hon till exempel skulle vara med och spela, nu när vi intervjuar henne så var hon ju inte aktivt med i filmen mer, så dyker nog Christian Bales namn upp direkt. Vi frågar också med Janne det här att vad är liksom obekväma underlag att ha sex på? Och lavasten i Hawaii är till exempel inte en vinnare.
Are there any misunderstandings when it comes to you, to Tara Patrick? Some stuff that people think they know about you, or they some rumors about you that are not true?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't speak fluent Hungarian. I've never
had. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I've read a few rumors about myself on the internet, and it's on some website that that I spoke fluent Hungarian, and there was a few others, but I can't think of right now.
Speaking of rumors, that's kind of nice that you speak fluent Hungarian. It's not like you raped someone or something like that, you know?
No, no one would say that. I mean, there's really not. I mean, I've never, you know, I don't even have any enemies in the business. I get along with everybody. You know, the number one question people always ask is if Jenna and I get along. We've worked together. We both are completely, you know, in different parts of our career. She retired first, and now we both have retired from the industry, and we're both doing separate things and stuff. And we actually had our websites together with the same company. So, you know, people always think that there's this rivalry and that all the girls in the business hate each other. And that's not true. The business now is so much better for us girls, because we've all figured out now that we need to be the ones making the money. So, you know, we're all pretty happy for each other that we're all doing really well. So it's kind of nice. Mm. Yeah.
You have quite many titles, as we already talked here earlier, titles on your business card, like actor and
author,
yes, and then you have your own company, and you know, and then you said that you would like to have the titles, so to speak, wife and mother someday. What else would you like to say on your business card, so to speak?
Philanthropist, and I prefer thespian to actor. And I think the most important is today that I do is I'm, you know, I take care of my mother. I'm a good sister. I'm a good, you know, I have a really good family, a very supportive family. I feel really, really lucky about that. I do, because I think that the most important thing you can have in life is good health and good family. Because if I wasn't doing this, if I wasn't doing porn, or known for doing porn, or have made a lot of money doing porn, that my family would still be there for me, you know, and I have people in my life that knew me before I was in the business, and they're still there. My staff, actually, that I have working for my company, working for TerraVision, have been with me since day one. So I feel really lucky about that. Okay.
Nowadays you've retired from on-camera stuff, but there are a lot of girls that you help out to get into the business. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them what's your tips to them?
Well, like I said, don't sign anything without an attorney, and definitely realize that whatever you do today is going to affect you down the road, you know. Know that the business is a big business and someone may see you on camera one day, your ex-boyfriend maybe, your father. And, you know, follow your heart. Don't do anything that you don't want to do. You know, don't let anyone force you into doing something that you don't instinctively feel right doing.
People watch erotic movies and pictures and everything for different reasons, because some people don't consider it arousing. They see it more as comedy. Some people think it's funny. Do you ever find it like hilarious?
I will say, this may be shocking to people, I, with the exception of when I have to edit, I don't watch my own movies. I don't, because I can't stand my voice. I can't stand I can't stand hearing that. I'm like, oh, so I have to turn off the sound. But my boyfriend, actually, who I'm dating now, actually directs a lot of the porn parodies. So when I see his box covers or when he's editing, I always laugh because I'm like, oh my gosh, are you directing not the Brady Bunch or not the A-Team or whatever? And he gets a big kick out of it. So it's kind of funny. I think it's funny that now porn has shifted into doing all these parodies, like they're doing Friends and we're doing, you know, all these. I think now he's doing Law and Order or Godfather or something. And I'm like, you're beyond hilarious. So, and he's Italian, so he's really looking forward to Godfather.
Okay. Well, there's porn parodies and then there's also porn names. Which is the best one you've heard and which is the worst?
I would say Viagra Falls, I thought was good. She was pretty good. And James Dean, I don't know, but he spells it D-E-E-N. I thought that was kind of cool. But I wasn't very creative when I picked my name, I guess.
Viagra Falls, now that's excellent.
That's excellent, right?
Did this person have this effect on men?
I don't know, I never met her. I just saw her name in print on a box cover, so I went, okay.
Tara Patrick har såklart hört alla möjliga rykten om sig själv. Bland annat att hennes kollega Jenna Jameson och hon skulle vara fiender. Jenna och Tara var alltså i tiden av de två största namnen i branschen. Och det här stämmer inte alls överhuvudtaget att de skulle hata varandra. Tara, hon försöker också hjälpa en hel del unga tjejer som är nya i branschen och ge lite råd åt dem. Liksom vad ska man ska hålla koll på, vad man ska undvika. Och till exempel att man ska inte gå med på någonting om man inte är bekväm med det. Om man ska inskriva under ett papper utan en jurist. Tara, hon tittar aldrig på sina egna filmer för att hon hatar sin röst jättemycket. Nå, jag antar att ganska många gillar den, så att win-win, gissar jag då. Vi hamnar även in på lustiga pseudonymer inom porr. De har ju ganska ofta använder dem, alltså en sån här skuggnamn eller pseudonymer i denna bransch. Teras favorit är Viagra Falls.
When you were still acting, did you notice a change during your career since you gained more and more popularity for every movie that you made? So did you notice that you have more rights in, you know, later in your career, that you have more to say? Like, did they boss you around in the beginning? And did you, in the end, have more to say concerning scripts and stuff like that?
Actually, you know what? I didn't get bossed around. I will honestly say that, because in the beginning of my career, I did Gonzo. And that was my favorite, because Gonzo is, you know, I wrote in my book that I loved shooting Gonzo, because you'd show up on set, you'd be done in 20 minutes, and then you leave. I never wanted to be on set 10 hours a day doing the big budget features. So I was always in and out, literally. And I always picked the guys I worked with. Most of the time I shot with condoms, other times I didn't. And, you know, like I say to the girls, you always have the control. It's always you doing the scene. And when I started my own company, I remember I would finish my scene and then I would take off my makeup and I would sit there and the girls would do their scene. And I remember so many times girls would be like, oh, Tara, like, you know, because I was there, because I know as a woman what it feels like to be on set with a bunch of guys. You know, it's nice to have a woman there. It's nice to have a girl there. And, you know, this may sound kind of crazy to you guys, but I remember so vividly girls sitting there after the cum shot and cum being everywhere and me coming in there with a towel and a baby wipe and, kissing them on the cheek and them going, oh, I love you, Tara. And I was like, good job, girl. I love you too. You know, it's fun. It's teamwork. I mean, what we do is a business. It is work. But you got to realize that we're fucking. It makes us very vulnerable. It makes us very vulnerable. And we are the bravest people in the world. I do not know a lot of people that can take their clothes off. Fuck. I don't know a lot of people that can take their clothes off and stand on stage. And that's why when I hear people say, even about an artist like Criss Angel or whoever, anytime someone says, or even Ozzy or who, doesn't matter, they say, oh, they sucked. I'm like, yeah, you get up there. It's very, very, it takes a really, really brave person to get up there and possibly have someone say, oh, you suck tonight. It's amazing when someone tells you you did a great job, but it's humbling when someone tells you, oh man, you suck, you didn't do good, because you're like, you know, I went out there and gave my all. You know that nightmare where you're in the middle of the street with your clothes off and everyone's staring at you? I live that. I will be doing that in Finland. I don't know what the city is, you know, 2 hours outside of here on stage completely naked, and people will be staring at me. But you know what? I don't give a fuck, because I know that people came there to see me. So I think that's amazing.
Well, how do you stay in shape? You have to stay in shape. Do you ever have those days, I mean, when you're complete?
I'm kidding. I ate tons of chocolate last night. No, you know what? To me, I don't obsess about it, because I, through my career in 10 years, well, actually in 17 years, I've been rock hard with muscles and I've been 10 pounds heavier. I feel like it depends on whatever stage of life I'm in. I always find that when you're super, super happy, you're like, oh, let's go get McDonald's today. And then when you're like, you know, in a breakup, you're like, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to show him, or, you know, no, it's, I feel like, definitely always, you know, watch what you eat. I always tell the girls, you know, your business is your body. But, I will tell you, I love chocolate and I love, Nutella especially. And I love croissants. So, okay, we'll just leave it at that.
We read you studied to become a nurse.
Boise, Idaho.
Why did you pick nurse?
It's kind of,
I mean, it's a well-known porn thing, nurses, and I don't know, cheerleaders and stuff. Why did you pick nurse?
My mother was a nurse. And my dad worked in the medical field, and so it was just kind of like the apple just didn't fall far from the tree. You know, I remember being a little girl and going to hospitals with my mom and dad while they were taking care of patients, and to me, it was very validating to be able to take care of people and have them appreciate you, appreciate that. And I will say that we're all going to be there someday, and I only hope that I have, you know, I have my nieces, but I only hope that they take care of me. But yeah, I do. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy talking to people, and one of my favorite, it was a great moment for years. You know, I was a nurse for 4 years. It was a great moment in my life to be able to work in nursing homes and talk to people that had survived incredible, incredible things that we would never even know about, and talk to them and get to know them, you know, so it was really nice.
I want to see the look on the guy's face sitting in the waiting room. He's got a broken finger or something. Mm-hmm. And the nurse Patrick walks in in the waiting room. I would like to see the look on his face.
There's photos in my book, In Center Takes All, of me in my nurse's uniform. Yeah, I used to wear dresses and a little hat and little shoes. Yeah, I loved it. I had a very, very... I went to an excellent nursing school, and kind of very old, you know, old school. But I loved it. I really did. I just remember my mom. I remember her, you know, bathing and taking care of patients. And that was something that I wanted. I wanted to make people feel better. I still have letters of patients that wrote me letters, you know? So
You've had a long career, and I have to ask you, what's been the highs and what's been the deepest lows?
I would say the highest is just every day. You know, it's just that I have my company, and that it just does well. And, you know, God, I'm still, you know, this business is slowly disappearing every day, and the fact that my movies still sell and that people still pay me to come and travel and work is like, that's so great. I mean, in our country right now, people are losing their houses, people are losing their jobs, people are, you know, people are in trouble. You know, our country is in like a state of crisis right now, and I'm like, wow, I get to go overseas and meet people. And so, I mean, I feel really blessed, definitely, especially in an industry that's declining. But I would say the low was getting divorced. You know, I felt really, it was time, and it was what I wanted, and it was my choice, but it still doesn't mean it's easy.
Tara Patrick kan inte hylla damer som gör porr tillräckligt. Det är de modigaste människorna hon vet, och hon är till exempel en människa som alltid har stått upp för sig själv, och henne bossar man inte runt, och det har aldrig någonsin varit aktuellt heller. Hon har fått en bra uppväxt och hon talar väldigt varmt om sin mor som var en sjuksköterska, vilket också är det som Tara utbildar sig till. Hon håller sig skick och tränar aktivt förstås, men skrattar till exempel att kvällen före vi träffades i Helsingfors så hets åt hon choko hela kvällen.